Maine's congressional delegation is appealing directly to President Trump to intervene in a federal rulemaking process aiming to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale. But it could cause large-scale disruption in this state's lobster industry. Fred Bever has the story.
In a letter to the president, Maine's four members of Congress say the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's model rules are based on incomplete data and untested science. First District Representative Shelley Pingree says Maine lobstermen support action to protect the whales, whose numbers have dwindled to fewer than 420 over the last decade. But she says they should not have to pull half of their rope out of the water, as proposed, without better evidence that their gear is, in fact, responsible for dangerous entanglements with the whales.
My biggest worry was we're going to ask our fishermen to comply with a whole bunch of new ideas, and it still won't fix things for the real problems that the right whale is facing today.
But conservation groups that are suing for quicker federal action to protect the whales were outraged by the letter. Emily Green is an attorney with the Maine chapter of the Conservation Law Foundation. She says that a broad group of stakeholders convened by NOAA, called the Take Reduction Team, or TRT, had signed off on the proposed rules with near unanimous consent.
This letter is obstructing and undermining a long overdue process in which the lobster fishery had significant representation and influence that resulted in a negotiated plan of action. The Maine delegation's letter indicates a disregard for the Endangered Species Act and the Take Reduction Team process, not to mention all of the Mainers that are extremely alarmed by the dire situation facing these whales.
Second District Congressman Jared Golden is defending the letter, which calls for a meeting with White House officials, details arguments against NOAA's proposed actions, and suggests that Trump's intervention would be in line with his regulatory philosophy. Golden says that the Endangered Species Act and pressure from special interests are putting an unfair burden on the industry.
So certainly they may be able to make a case from their perspective that the law is going to force the lobster community to comply. But that doesn't mean that they're actually solving the problem that they claim that they are. In my opinion, that's a moral issue, and it's a perfect example of why sometimes the law and government is not on the right side of an issue.
Golden says the lobster industry and its allies may have supported the proposed gear rule, but that was only after federal regulators made clear that they might otherwise impose a rule of their own making. Patrice McCarran, executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association, says the estimates of risk posed by the Maine fleet are based on a model that has yet to be peer-reviewed. And she says that since agreeing under pressure to the proposal, it's become more and more clear to Maine lobstermen that the broad rope removal requirement is not workable.
A fisherman could probably figure out a way to make that reduction, but collectively, because of the diversity of the fleet, we are bumping into safety issues, operational issues, economic issues, and to knit together a plan that will work for the Maine lobster fishery that will actually help right whales has proved to be far more difficult than we anticipated.
McCarran says the government should go back to the drawing board and set more realistic risk reduction goals. White House and NOAA officials could not immediately be reached for comments. Initial briefs in the conservation group's federal lawsuit seeking more robust action are due at the end of this week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can find the complete text of the delegation's letter to President Trump on our website, mainepublic.org.